So, Tom, good afternoon, and thank you for coming to talk to me on Radio Jackie.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk about rugby, because rugby is where I think your heart lies. You played rugby at Teddington School.
Yeah.
And now you've become the first black chairman of an international rugby body, which is an amazing achievement. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm very proud to be chair of the Rugby Football Union. So actually, the Rugby Football Union is the governing body for rugby in England, and it's one of the bigger sports bodies. And yes, I am the first black chair of the RFU, and not of any national sporting body, but I suppose of one of the major national sporting bodies. I'm very comfortable with it, actually. I'm, you know, I love rugby. I love rugby people, and it's where I naturally belong. And if by being a chair of this body, it encourages more people to come into the game from diverse backgrounds, then I think that's a really good thing.
Well, that leads me into women's rugby.
Yeah.
Because you say that's really quite close to your heart.
Yeah.
When you have an international game, the ladies' game is always after the men's game, and people then tend to leave the stadium. Is there going to be some way around this to have the women's game like before, make it part of the ticket price, to attract larger audiences to watch the women's game, which is actually really exciting?
Yeah, I think what you would have seen over the last, through the autumn period, is that the women's games, when the Red Roses, England's team, were playing, were just separate from the men's game. They were their own games, England versus New Zealand and so forth. I went to those matches, incredibly exciting matches. And you know, we had audiences in the ground of circa 10,000, and on TV we had audiences of 1 million. I mean, it's just getting huge now. Our ambition at the RFU is, at some point over the next few years, is to fill Twickenham for a women's game. Not a women's game and a men's game, but just a women's international game, to have 82,000 people in Twickenham. And that's what we're working towards. It takes time, and you've got to get momentum and so forth. But the fans are starting to come to women's game, because it's actually a slightly different game. It's quite fast. It's very free flowing. It's a really exciting game to watch, and the atmosphere at women's games is really exciting as well.
Yeah, do you think getting more women's rugby played at school will be a good starting point? Because at the moment there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of women playing rugby at school. It's women play netball or rounders, and the boys play football and rugby.
Yeah.
How do you think you can get this going in schools? Obviously, you have an interest in Hammersmith School.
Yeah.
Is it something you could push in that direction?
I think it will become more popular in schools. Particularly, the RFU is currently bidding to host the 2025 Women's World Cup in England. And we are the preferred bidder for that now, so all being well, it should come here. And then you'll have all the top players, the top women's players from all over the world, coming to England, playing matches up and down the country. We'll host it all over the country. And off the back of that, I think you'll have a really strong legacy program, where you'll see the sport being picked up in schools up and down the country. We have about 40,000 women players at the moment, and we'd like to get that up to about 100,000, so really significantly grow the number of women playing rugby.
Oh, thank you. It's an absolute delight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me.
Thank you.